Hello and welcome to this reflection from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. We're continuing in our series on dangerous prayers, and we're moving to look at the prayer, Lord, break me. Now, what is this prayer and why do we need to ask God to break us? That sounds like quite an unpleasant thing to pray for. Well, we're going to first look at a prayer prayed by Jabez, who basically asked for pretty much the exact opposite of that. So I'm just going to read from 1 Chronicles 4 verses 9 to 10. Jabez was more honourable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, "I gave birth to him in pain." Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain." And God granted his request. Now, if I asked you to be honest, how many of you have prayed a prayer that sounded a little bit like this? One that asked for safety, protection, blessing, and freedom from pain. Now, even if you had never actually gone ahead and prayed that prayer, I'm sure there would have been times where we have all wanted to. Jabez in Hebrew means sorrowful or born of pain. I can't imagine how painful the childbirth would have been to have caused Jabez's mother to name him like that. But other than these two verses, we know nothing about Jabez. We don't know what his life was like before the prayer. We don't know what it was like after the prayer. But I'd like to make a few assumptions. If a person's name means born in pain, I imagine his childhood wasn't that much fun, as I think that the other children might have made fun of him and his name. It probably became a bit of a, pardon the pun, sore point with Jabez, and so he may have quickly become quite sensitive to the idea of experiencing pain. So he prays for God to free him from pain, and we are told that God grants his request. But I think it's significant that we don't ever hear of Jabez again in the Bible. His name is not mentioned anywhere else. And I think there is a strong correlation between asking God to keep him free from pain and the lack of mention he has in the Bible. This is because when we pray a prayer like the one Jabez prayed, we are essentially saying to God, "Don't let me grow. Don't let me get stronger. Keep me exactly as I am in my infancy, and do not help me to trust you more." If you look back over the joyful, pain-free moments in your life, can you list for me what you learnt during that time? Can you tell me how you grew? While it is exceptionally tempting to pray Jabez's prayer, it is also a guaranteed way to limit our growth and not allow God to use us as he desires. If you desire power from the Holy Spirit, strength from heaven, unshakable faith, genuine intimacy with your Father, you may have to ask God to break you. Matthew 16 says this, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul?" Break me. How many of us truly want to pray that prayer? How many of us can pray that prayer with total honesty and without any hesitation or fear? None of us want to be broken. None of us want to face difficulties and trials. But we also know that to follow Jesus, we need to deny ourselves and take up our cross. If we don't allow ourselves to be broken, then we are like someone who gains the whole world, yet forfeits their soul. Or we are like the person who tries to save their life and yet loses it. Allowing God to break you also gives him the opportunity to put you back together in the way he planned. We know in the depths of our hearts that we can only truly grow into maturity when we face troubles and trials. James tells us in 1 James to consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. I bet all of us can think of people we've met who, despite being an adult in age, seem very naive and immature. And the chances are, those are people who have never experienced hardship, and thus haven't learnt how to grow in maturity. Theologian A.W. Tozer said, "It is doubtful whether God can bless a man greatly until he has hurt him deeply." That sounds like a really horrible thing to believe, but it's true. We see this in human life on a more limited scale when we look at parenthood. A good parent has to do things that at the time the child will perceive as hurtful. A child may really, really want to have ice cream for dinner every day, but a good parent will of course say no every single time, because they know it's not healthy for a child to survive purely on ice cream. But from that child's perspective, they are angry and hurt when their parent does not give them what they want. So too do we need to be disciplined and educated by our Father to ensure our future's flourishing, even if it means temporary pain. To use another image to help us understand the need for breaking, I'm going to ask us to consider the image of an egg. Inside the egg, the unborn chick is probably extremely happy, safe and secure. It doesn't need to worry about food, warmth, predators. It could just happily exist inside the shell, feeling secure. But if it is to grow and become an adult chicken, it needs to be prepared to break the safety and security around itself. It needs to allow for its whole existence to be broken and reformed as it learns how to live outside the confines of the eggshell. So we need to be broken so that we can grow. We also need to be broken to be humbled. For us to grow, we need to allow God to grow us. But we need to be broken to do that, because we need to be humbled and recognise that God is in control. So we're going to read from James 4, verses 6 to 10. "But he gives us more grace. That is why scripture says, 'God opposes the proud, but shows favour to the humble.' Submit yourself then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up." James recognises the problem that we have with pride. He recognises how destructive it is if we want to have a relationship with God. God opposes the proud, because pride stops us from recognising our need for God and trusting in him completely. Pride says, "I can do it all myself." Pride says, "All that I have already gained came from the hard work I did and the skills I have." Yet these things are lies. We cannot do anything by ourselves. We are reliant on God from the very breath in our lungs, so we can do nothing without him. And everything we have is a merciful gift from God. God gives to us generously, and yet in our pride we try to claim it as our own achievements. So it's not surprising then that James calls us double-minded sinners and pleads with us to come near to God and allow him to wash us clean. When we allow ourselves to become prideful, we become double-minded as we acknowledge that God is there, and yet we act as if we can live without him. God loves us, and he has our best intentions in mind, our best interests in mind. But to be wholly useful to him, we have to be empty of ourselves. God has to break us of our pride, self-confidence, self-sufficiency, and even those things we don't realise we need to be removed from our lives. The only cure for pride is to submit ourselves to God. When we truly acknowledge that we are nothing without God, that we can do nothing without him, then we are able to ask him to humble us, to break us from our pride and sin. He is capable of breaking the chains of pride and arrogance that tangle around our hearts. If you want to be used by God for his glory, then there's no way around it. You have to surrender to God. God needs to break you. And finally, I want to remind us of the truth that we are already broken. We hesitate to pray the prayer, "Lord, break me," because we don't want to be broken. But the truth is, we're broken anyway. The whole of humanity is broken because we have turned away from God and chosen to live according to our own desires. We are all broken because we have a God-shaped hole in our lives that we try, in vain, to fill with other things. So when we pray for God to break us, what we're actually praying is that God would break us for the right things rather than the wrong things that we're already broken for. I'm reminded of the story of Jesus and the rich young man. He approached Jesus, probably filled with confidence and pride, and he asked Jesus, "Teacher, what good thing must I do to receive eternal life?" I suspect he was expecting Jesus to say that he was already guaranteed a place in heaven, especially because at that time the Jews believed that riches were a sign that God was pleased with them and that they had been blessed for being faithful and good. But of course, Jesus told the man something very different. "If you want to be perfect, go and sell everything you have, give the money to those who are poor, you will have treasure in heaven, then come and follow me." And the man went away sad because he was not willing to give up his great wealth. This shows that this rich young man was broken, but he is broken for the wrong things. He had tried to fill the God-shaped hole in his life with money and possessions. And when Jesus told him the right way to God, he was not willing to give up all that he had to find the true path to God. He allowed his current brokenness to get in the way of allowing God to break him for the right things. What do you fill the God-shaped hole in your life with? Are there things that you are trying to fill your brokenness with that God wants you to get rid of? How can you be broken in the right way for the right things? Let's pray. Almighty God, you know how difficult we find it to pray the prayer, "Lord, break us." We are scared to be broken, not realizing that we are already broken and need to be reshaped, reformed, remolded in your eyes. So Lord, help us to be humbled. Help us to be broken, to be allowed to grow in your strength, in your wisdom. Help us not to hold back, but to give you everything, including our very need to be broken. And Lord, we worship you, and we give our lives to you. Amen.